you how you're feeling today, you'd probably say fine. But the last year has given us all reasons to not feel fine. Things like anxiety, depression, stress, and even grief. These are emotions that many of us are feeling right now. But if you're struggling to cope, or these emotions are negatively impacting your life, we can help. Make an appointment with us at 620-342-4864 or visit us online at flinthillshealth.org.
KVOA News Time is 8:53. It's Newsmaker 2 time here this Thursday morning. We're pleased to be joined on the KVOA Sutherland studio line by Alzheimer's Foundation of America Communications Director Chris Schneider.
Chris, good morning.
Hey, Chris.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you doing today?
Doing well. Thanks so much for having me on.
Hey, thanks for joining us here today. We're talking about a couple of different things, and one of which happens to be coming up soon, and this is a free educational conference. Talk about what's going to be on the agenda here for this.
On June 15th, from 10 a.m. to 12:45 p.m., we're going to hold a free Alzheimer's and Caregiver Educational Conference. It's going to take place, as I said, online. You can register at alzfdn.org. Just click on the events calendar in the top right-hand corner. And it's really going to be a day-long educational program designed to teach people about brain health, prevention, Alzheimer's research, caregiving advice, legal planning, financial planning, really something for everybody. So again, it's free, it's open to all, and we invite everybody to take part. Just visit our website to sign up.
How can folks, you mentioned here the website, what is the website for folks that don't know?
It's www.alzfdn.org.
Chris, when you talk about brain health, what are some of the different things that the Alzheimer's Foundation focuses on here with the disease? Obviously, this is prevalent and continues to cause a lot of heartache, not only for those suffering from the disease, but family members and caregivers as well.
Absolutely right. Right now, there's about 55,000 people living in Kansas with Alzheimer's. The state of Kansas Alzheimer's Disease Plan projects that number to grow to 62,000 by 2025. So that's about a 13-14% increase. And on top of that, right now, there are more than 151,000 family caregivers in Kansas. So you're really talking about, at this moment, more than 200,000 people impacted by this disease in some way. So what we're trying to do is really give them knowledge and information and education, use it as a tool of empowerment to help improve quality of life and make a difference for themselves and their family members.
Well, Chris, big news that was announced just a few days ago that the FDA approved a new treatment for Alzheimer's. Your reaction to that?
Well, the foundation is cautiously optimistic that it will make a difference. Certainly, we're hopeful that it does. We do have some concerns about making sure that patients have access, everybody who needs it has access to it, and that it's affordable. But again, we're cautiously optimistic.
Chris, along those lines, though, maybe you can give us an update on really some of the research that is going on in addition to the announcement that came out Tuesday and some of the prospects here for a better life for Alzheimer's patients.
One of the real big developments that I've seen or that we've seen over the last number of years has been a significant increase in federal funding for Alzheimer's research. So probably over the last 10 years, it's gone from a little under $500 million a year to more than $3.1 billion a year in the current fiscal year. And that's critically important because each of these clinical trials costs a significant amount of money. Investing in hope and investing in finding a treatment and a cure is essential. So it's really heartening to see the federal government work together, Democrats and Republicans, to make this significant progress. But we're not at the finish line yet, and they need to keep building on the progress they've made until we find a cure.
Well, you're talking about federal funding, and we know we've been involved in the Alzheimer's fundraiser here for many, 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 many years, and unfortunately, the disease has reached so many people and it continues to do so, and as Chuck alluded to, too, caregivers alike are extremely affected. But how have you seen fundraising on the grassroots level, these local fundraisers going here over the year, Chris? Are we trending in the right direction?
It's really heartening to see people get involved at the grassroots level. We've seen certainly people doing a number of different community fundraisers that are trying to support that work and support the efforts. Just speaking for the foundation, You know, we fund education, we fund care, we also fund research projects. Certainly, if anybody wants to get involved, they can visit our website, alzfdn.org. There's a donate button right at the top. You can click that and make your donation. About 88% of every dollar donated goes to directly to programs and services, and if you designate your donation for research, it's 100%, meaning every cent of your research donation goes to funding research projects.
Chris, one more thing along those lines, too, is you know, we're talking about the medication side of things, but where else is the Alzheimer's Foundation putting research dollars at this point in time?
We have a number of different research projects that we're funding. We're funding projects with NYU Hospital Long Island. We're funding different research projects. We've funded projects as far as the Hadassah Medical Center in Israel. And if people want to learn more about the different research projects that we've funded, they can visit our website, alzfdn.org, and there's a tab right at the top that says Our Research Projects. You can click on that and learn more.
All right, one more time, Chris, let's set it up for the free educational conference. How can people get engaged?
Tuesday, June 15th, you can sign up by visiting our website, www.alzfdn.org. It's totally free. We invite everybody to participate and really learn more about Alzheimer's disease, brain health, caregiving, legal planning, and so much more.
Sounds good. Chris, thanks so much for joining us here today, and best of luck here with not only the seminar, but all the efforts that you've got through the Alzheimer's Foundation.
Thanks so much, guys. Have a great day. Really
hey, thanks,
appreciate
Chris. Yeah, Chris Schneider of the Alzheimer's Foundation joining us on our Newsmaker 2 segment this morning, Chuck.
All right, and don't forget that no Newsmaker 2 tomorrow, and the reason is we've got What's in Outdoors with Phil Taunton. We will have an 8:05 newscast interview as Clay Childs talks about the Poker Run and Legacy Run benefiting the American Legion Post 5 this weekend. And next week's schedule is full almost for the Newsmaker 2 slot with our next date June 17th. So call us or email us if you'd like to have that date, 8:20 on the 17th.
And I do want to let people know, garage sale listings on the air, on the web, garage sale prices.
The $5 and unlimited verbiage.
We got seven of them up for
weekend. All right.
And I just want to let you know that one of them begins today at 1714 Old Manor Road. Noon today, multifamily garage sale. So we'll Chuck and I will preview the rest of the weekend tomorrow. We just wanted to give you a heads up that we do have one starting today.
Okay.
1714 Old Manor Road, a multifamily garage sale. Noon today. All right. Our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Flint Hills Community Health Center, your medical home. Flint Hills Community Health Center, 420 West 15th. Call 342-4864. Good morning. It's 8:59.
You've got questions when it comes to vehicle maintenance. Questions like, who can pop?